Member-supported Jazz 90.1 proudly welcomes you to America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites. Call the show now at 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll-free 800-790-0415 or soundbites.org. Now, alongside Steve Ray and Dave Enright, here's Nick Francesco on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. America, all the chips in the PC. It is Saturday, the 27th of March, Anno Domini 2010, and you, you lucky people, you're listening to Soundbites. I'm Nick Francesco.
I be Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And at 4 minutes after the hour, we're going to bring you news, views, stuff you can use, choose things to choose, nothing to lose. But we're going to start, even before we do the news, we're going to start, by reminding you that we are public supported radio.
And what does that mean?
Why, what that? Thank you. Thank you for asking.
Nope.
Thought you'd never ask. What that means is that twice a year, we come to you to donate. And here's the deal. We're on the radio 52 weeks a year. We're on the web. We're streaming the audio. We stream the video over Ustream. We're on the IRC chat. We're on Twitter. And all we ask twice a year is that you dig into your pockets, right, and come up with a little appreciation, a little love for the show. Now, I know statistically it is very true that 1% of you are members, 1% of our listeners. And honestly, that's kind of shameful. The Polka guys, it's like 99% are members, probably 100%. They have a huge following. And we're not necessarily, if you want to join at a particular level, the $35 level, the $50 level, the $100 level, whatever, we'd be happy to have you do that. It would be a joy for that. But if all you've got is $10, $5, become a member. Not only you get to be really smug about the fact that now they're begging and I'm already a member, but you get to be an even bigger member of the family here at Jazz 90.1. This station gets no other assistance. When they say member supported, they ain't kidding. They don't get, we don't get federal funds, state funds, local funds. We don't get a penny here or there. We get it all from you. If you don't donate, this station doesn't have money. Nobody bails us out. Nobody helps us out. Nobody forgives our debts. We are what we are. So what we'd love is for you folks to pick up the phone right now and give us a call at 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free at 1-800-790-0415. And of course, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org.
And the other thing too, though, like we're talking about, well, you and I were both in these past few nights, you know, helping with the pledge and that. And one of the other big benefits that folks overlook is one, you know, you're becoming a member and you're getting free computer advice. That's worth it right there.
There is that.
And, I mean, you get the membership card. You take that membership to other places. They give you a discount. So definitely no downside on that. And it's tax deductible, along with getting some free cool gifts depending on what level you pledge at. So there is no negative on this.
Right.
It's all, you know, no reason for you not to pick up the phone and give us a call.
And let me be honest with you. 2 hours of Dave Enright, Steve Ray's, and my time, honestly, you couldn't afford it.
Mm-mm.
So all we're asking you to do is
100 years of computing experience between us.
Yeah, most of it is mine now. Because I'm old. You're still young. Before we get to the phones, let's talk about the...
I got out of that one.
Yeah, right. I ain't talking to you. I figured you wouldn't notice. You'd forgotten already what the whole conversation was about.
The Alzheimer isn't setting in yet.
Wikipedia and other Wikimedia Foundation websites went down for hours on Wednesday in a global outage caused by a domino effect of technical problems. The problem started when Wikimedia servers overheated in the organization's European data center and shut themselves off automatically. Wikimedia then switched all its traffic to its server cluster in Florida, but the failover process, which involves changing server DNS entries, malfunctioned, knocking the organization's sites offline around the world. Shortly after we did this failover switch, it turned out But this failover mechanism was now broken, causing the DNS resolution of Wikimedia sites to stop working globally, wrote Mark Bergsma, Wikimedia's operations engineer, in a post on Wikimedia's technical blog, perhaps his last post as operations engineer. Google's YouTube video sharing site also reported suffering downtime, going offline Thursday morning, according to news reports. So our question of the week at soundbites.org, that's bites with a Y, Francis would like us to remind you, is how did you feel about Wikipedia going down? It's one of those soft, charming little questions we often ask. The choices are, it was the worst moment of my life. Annoying, I couldn't finish plagiarizing my term paper. Honestly, didn't notice. And Wiki who now? And so far, honestly, didn't notice is ahead with 82% of the votes. Once you're done with the vote, of course, I know you'll have more to say because that's who you are.
Nature so, of the beast.
Right. If you look at the little yellow box underneath the poll and click on Give Us Your Opinion, it'll take you to my website, AskNick.com.
That's AskNick.com.
Well done. And you'll be able to give us your opinion. The question there, of course, is what do you use Wikipedia for? And I know that grammatically it should be for what do you use Wikipedia, but I didn't want to have to read all the smart remarks that would engender. So there we have that. And give us a call. How did Wikipedia affect you? How did the outage affect you? Give us a call, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Or toll free at 1-800-790-0415, and you can pledge online, and you can pledge with Lori and then give us a call. Our first caller is Hank. Where are you calling from, Hank?
I'm calling from Rochester.
And are you a member?
No, I'm not a member. Oh. I'm visiting a friend out of town. I live in Albuquerque.
So?
Yeah. Well, I have a question about a new computer. It's an HP.
He's just going to slide right by that one. All right. Yep. Go ahead.
I'm trying to get used to Windows 7, a big upgrade, and MS Office Home Premium. And I use Word and Excel mostly. And sometimes when I open them up, all of the menu buttons and button where you can save and exit and so forth are completely dead. I can do nothing with them.
They don't work or they're not there?
And the only thing I can do is close the
thing
out.
Hank? Right.
The buttons don't work or they're not there?
No, they're there. But the mouse click doesn't do anything. The buttons are completely dead, although they're visible.
Usually that means that they don't do anything at the moment. So typically you have to select text or select an object you want the button to do something to.
Well, but this is even if I want to, copy something or just...
Yeah, you have to have something selected before you can copy it.
Yeah, but this is a case where even I can't close it out. I can't,
right, you can't close the thing.
The main button where you would save it. Or save as.
Now, you've got the Home and Office Edition?
Yes, it's the Home Premium Edition.
Now, did this come with the machine, or did you buy it?
No, it came with the machine. I ordered it online through the HP sales.
All right, now, when you got it, was this the 60-day trial version?
No, this is a complete version.
So you actually paid the $150 for it?
Well, yeah, something like that.
Okay, because that's an issue with a lot of the bundles. It will bundle the 60-day trial version, and after 60 days, it stops working.
Right.
Well, now this problem appeared about a couple, 3 weeks ago, and so it was well before any 60 days. But I paid for it. It was $150 to $170 or something.
Yeah, that should work. And what else changed? What antivirus program are you using?
It's Kopensky.
That's a good one. And you paid for that as well?
Yes, I bought that directly from them.
And do these buttons work sometimes and not others?
Yeah, this is a sporadic thing. And usually it happens when I first open a file, although sometimes it suddenly starts doing that when I have been working in the file a while, and Most of the time, they work fine. But this is, where it's maybe 5 or 10% of the time I encounter this problem, and it's frustrating to know what to do with it.
Is it just Word or also Excel and PowerPoint?
Well, I don't use PowerPoint, but it happens in Excel and Word both.
So it's something in the office settings rather than individual programs.
So yeah, somebody told me maybe I just need to reinstall Office. But
Well, the first thing I would do, because there are some viruses, actually, they're actually macro viruses, that attach themselves to documents mostly and sometimes spreadsheets, that will turn off options in your menus, and you may have this. So what you need to do is to dance the security tango. That's at securitytango.com. Security Tango, which is, of course, all one word because there are no spaces on the web.
Yeah.
.com.
Yes.
And go click on the Let's Dance button.
The left what?
Let's Dance.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It's a tango, right? So Let's Dance. Got it. And then click on the Windows Waltz.
Windows?
Waltz.
Waltz?
Yeah. Because there's the Windows Waltz, the Linux Lombada, and the Mac Arena. So you want the Windows Waltz because you're running Windows.
Yeah.
Print out that page. Follow it step by step. What that will do is clean out your machine as much as possible. Then reinstall Kaspersky.
Oh, okay.
Right? And then that should solve the problem. But you want to be very careful because there's a couple of things that are going to be a problem with this. One is that if you do have a Word macro virus, it's embedded in those documents, and doing this might kill the documents.
Mm-hmm.
You could also just try turning off macros in Office or in Word itself. That might help.
One thing you can also try is deleting your normal template, which is where a lot of these macros live, and the settings to disable your tools.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to find where the location of where that normal template is stored. It's in your Office folder in the Templates folder, and normal.dotm. Try deleting that and then relaunching Word and see if the buttons come back then.
Mm-hmm.
If you are infected, the next time you open an infected file,
it will reinfect
you. But that's one thing to try for.
Uh-huh. So you think it may be a virus?
Very well could be. Yeah.
Right.
We're seeing more and more of it. I mean, you know, and folks go, "Well, I didn't go anywhere. It's on the web." Yeah.
Now, which you want to disable your macros, and that's either under Tools or if you're in the latest version of Windows, it's in that Microsoft Office button under Access Options. And then Trust Center. And then Trust Center Settings, and then Macro Settings. So it's a long ways down. But basically, one of the things that you should do in general is turn off macros anyway, unless you've created a macro or unless you're filling out a lot of files that were created by someone at work. You probably don't need macros anyway.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Try those things.
Yeah.
Don't forget to become a member. Look at how much time and effort and work we saved you.
Yes,
and you can contact your local stations in Albuquerque and try to get them to carry the station.
There you go.
I'm a member where I live, though.
Well, but now you're living with us on the web. We're on the web, you know. You can get us a live stream.
And call us on an 800 number.
We're at jazz901.org, and you can stream us live every single week and call us toll-free at 1-800-790-0415. I don't see how you can lose.
Okay.
All right.
You almost convinced me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks very much, fellas.
Thank you.
Okay.
Somehow I'm pretty sure we didn't convince them. But I'm hoping we can convince all of you.
We try.
Let's see if we can actually raise the percentage of people who become members.
Well, plus we set a goal. Remember, last week we set a goal of 5,000, and I want to still meet it.
God bless Glenn and Betty, because they kicked everyone else's patoots.
Mm-hmm.
And I want the two of you to lay back this week. God bless both of you. We are impressed and thrilled by both of you. Lay back this week. Let somebody else shoulder the burden for a change.
Up. Yeah.
Exactly right. Now it's up to the rest of you. Half the money we raise last week came from two people, and that's kind of a bit of a disgrace to the rest of you. So here's your chance to make up for it. Give us a call, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free at 1-800-790-0415. And of course, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Here's something I've noticed, by the way. Most, during the week at least, most of the DJs who are doing whatever pledging they're doing, right? They only give the local number as if they believe no one outside the 585 area code ever listens to them. But we know, whatever they believe is what they believe, but we know there's over 70 people listening on the audio stream right now. There are 15 people in the IRC chat, and I have no idea how
11.
Many. 11, 13. I've got. Oh, now it's 11.
73 on the stream.
Are on the Ustream. So even if that's just a total of 70 people, because people are doubling over, that's, if you all became members, our percentage would be better than 1%, I hope. Or actually, I hope not, because that means there's only 700 people listening. But we need you to do that. So give us a call. You know the numbers. Please become a member. And we need to whoop the patoots of the polka guys. Right now, they're way ahead of us, and we need your help. And we're going to be back in just a couple of minutes. Dave Enright, Steve Ray, me, Nick Francesco, each and every one of you on the longest-running computer show in the known universe. Sound bites right here on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Got a computer question? Call the boys now at 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299 or toll-free 800-790-0415. Online at soundbites.org. Soundbites continues next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites, the answer to your computer questions on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
It's the networking event for small business, the 9th Annual Small Business Show, Soho Rochester 2010, April 7th at the Riverside Convention Center. This show is a networking opportunity for a small business owner, manager, or entrepreneur. For show tickets, you can go online to sohorochester.com.
This is station manager Rob Linton. The Jazz 90.1 Spring Membership Campaign has begun with more great thank you gifts than ever before, including great jazz CDs by Jimmy Smith, Jeff Beck, Houston Person, the Ray Brown Trio, great jazz DVDs, and much more. Be listening for special guest announcers, interviews, challenges, and a few surprises, too. Jazz 90.1 depends on listeners who become members. All levels of support are welcome and appreciated. Remember, every time you tune in to Jazz 90.1, you are choosing to listen to great jazz music. By becoming a member, you are making sure you continue to have that choice. Choose to become a member or choose to renew your membership now. Call 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free to 1-800-790-0415 or pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Thank you for supporting Jazz 90.1.
Hello, this is Joelle Van Buren. Join me weekday mornings from 6 till 10 on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And at 22 minutes after the hour, we are Soundbites.
One thing that I told folks that I would mention, because I had a few folks asking us, you know, they've heard us talk before, and I had literally two emails asking us to talk about Second Life. And that's just another area, folks, where we go and meet up with folks on Friday night. It's 6 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. That'd be our, in our 6 o'clock SL time.
Linden time.
Linden time, which is out on the coast there. Matter of fact, we had a couple new folks come with us last night. Bob from Georgia.
Wait. If Rob is listening, these crumbs on this table are not mine. I don't know whose they are. But they're not mine. All right, go ahead.
We had Bob from Georgia, and then we had Carol from Oregon joining us. So, you know, I mean, we get quite a diverse group of folks coming in and asking computer questions. So just like we do there, we do here. And it's a 3D, three-dimensional view that you create your own character, because he's wondering all about this. You know, well, do I have to create a character? Well, yeah, you have to. You know,
but it can look like anything you want.
You can leave the default character, which I was stuck at for a while.
You were looking good as Ruth.
I should post Ruth with a goatee. It was a little weird, actually.
And two cans of soda in each one. Yeah, one in each hand.
And I had one in one hand and the other embedded in his wrist. You really want to get rid of that one embedded in your wrist.
So, you know, we do this, again, folks, every Friday night. You know, not that we don't get enough of doing questions and answers here at Jazz 90.1. We also offer it there, too. Like Nick said, we are everywhere. We got the RRC. We got the YouTube. You know, we answer computer questions on our forums. You know, and we're doing so much in Twitter and Facebook. So, you know, it's not hard to find us. So
it's not hard to find us. And it's not hard to pledge. It's really simple. It takes less than 2 minutes. All you have to do is give us a call at 585-966-JAZZ, 966-5299. Toll free at 1-800-790-0415 or securely online at jazz901.org. You know, I got to be honest with you. I have to get less emotionally attached to pledging because it depresses me. Through our entire last break, there were no phone calls. Really? Seriously? No phone calls? Yeah. Hank, of course, never called back to pledge. And then I get discouraged. All we're asking you to do is make a pledge. It's not, you don't have to pledge at the $35 level. If what you've got is 10 bucks, pledge 10 bucks, 5 bucks. You know, there's really kind of no excuse. You can either listen for free and that's, you know, that's your choice. Or you can step up and become a member and make this available for everybody else. It's a tough thing to say no, you know, no, I'm not interested in being a member of the station. It's kind of silly. We, you know,
it is. I mean, they're getting free computer advice, like I've said before. They sign up, they get some great gifts, they get the membership card that then gives them discounts by just showing your membership card, including at my shop, NYPC, and you get it as a tax deduction. You know, another good idea is not too far away is Mother's Day and Father's Day.
That's right.
You can give the gift of jazz right now. If you've got a family member that loves jazz, consider having them become a member and sign them up. You know, you can keep the gifts if you want, but they can still sit there and say, I'm a member of Jazz 90.1.
We're a little over halfway to our goal. And look, folks, here's the way this deal works.
Gotta beat the poker
guys. We need $50,000 total for the station for this break. It's not a lot of money. In the greater scheme of things, it's not a lot of money. And the sooner we reach it, the sooner we stop begging. But we'll be here begging until we reach $50,000. So please, give us a call. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. And you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. But we're going to go back to the phones right now, and we're going to talk to Dan. Where are you calling from, Dan?
I'm in Webster, where life's worth living.
Certainly is.
And I am a member.
That's what I want to hear. What can we do for you,
Dan? I have a question about Windows 7.
Yeah.
I installed it a while ago and got through everything pretty easily. But one issue I'm having, and I haven't been able to figure it out, and that's making a connection to an FTP site. I can try to link up to it using the Windows 7 facility and also using a third party.
Right.
And both of them will connect okay. I mean, it says I'm connected, but it doesn't actually show the files that are on the FTP site. I can go back. I've got an XP computer. I can go back and use it, and everything works fine.
I'm sorry. Do that. Say that again. I got
the Windows 7 FTP client does not show the files, but on XP it does.
Right. In other words, I've got a third-party FTP program, and I've also tried the Windows 7 FTP link, and in both cases, it connects. It says it's connected, but it doesn't actually show the files that are on the site.
Which FTP program were you using?
I'm using, it's part of PowerDesk.
I usually use Qt FTP for Windows.
I usually use WS FTP.
Yeah.
But
all of them should work.
They should all work. So when you do, for example, of course, these are graphical, so you shouldn't see it. If you do a refresh They don't appear. You don't see the directories. You don't see the files. You don't see anything.
It just has a blank pane where the files normally show up. Now in the power desk, when it, you know, it gives me a little window which says, shows me when I've connected, and then it shows directory and it says complete, like it's read the directory. And normally at that point it would show the, you know, the files in the pane, but it doesn't show anything.
What username are you using to log in?
I don't know. It's the same one I use on the XP computer. I don't know it off the top of my head.
But you do type it in as opposed to having it remember it. Because what may be happening is you may have the wrong username and password.
Well, but it connects to the site, okay.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, I've gone back and forth and looked at them and made sure that I have everything exactly the same on the XP computer and on the Windows 7 computer. And as I say, they connect. Everything looks like it's working. It just won't show the files that are on the site. I thought maybe there was some setting someplace that had to be made which let it.
I would almost think firewall, but you're going out, not
in. I even
in.
Turned the firewall off once when I was trying it, just to make sure that it had nothing to do with the firewall. I've been working on this off and on for a while.
Have you tried mapping a network drive as FTP?
No, I've never actually tried mapping a network drive.
All right, what you do is you go to the little start, what they're calling the start orb now.
Yep.
The start orb. Open that up and click connect to computer.
Same link I just found.
Yeah. You click map network drive.
Okay.
And it shows you all your current network drives. And you add a new one. It says, what network folder do you want? And you pick a drive letter, whatever you want.
Right.
And then, you know, click select to log in or whatever.
Right.
And then there's a link that says connect to a website you can use to store your documents and pictures. What they mean by that is essentially FTP.
I see.
Then the address is FTP:// and whatever that website is.
Right.
Put in the username or password, the same that you normally do.
Right.
Because you'll get a choice of login anonymously or username and password.
Right.
Well, you pick the username and it prompts you for the password.
Right.
But then what'll happen is
you can do FTP:// username at address, and then
it's still going to prompt you for the password.
Then it asks for your password. Yeah.
Right. Then what'll happen is in my computer, right, you'll see that there. And when you double click on it, it'll ask you for your password. It'll be under network locations, and it'll ask you for your password, and up you go.
Okay. Well, I'll give that a try.
And let us know.
Okay.
And because you're a member, we'll talk to you twice. That's okay with us. We do want to thank Don from Hilton, who pledged $40. Bless you, Don. We thank you very much for that pledge. It's always good to know that that people have pledged. We're hoping that that more of you will call in.
We also had another.
Well, he's on the line, actually.
Was that a pledge a question or just a pledge?
Yeah, it's just a
a pledge. Thank you.
No, it's a question. Todd's on the line, isn't he?
No, he just pledged.
Well, Todd from Rochester, thank you for pledging. Appreciate that. But John's on the line. Is that what you're saying here?
Yes.
All right. Yes. We'll talk to John. John, where are you calling from?
Lima.
Lima, New York. Are you a member?
I was. I don't think I've updated my membership recently, but.
Well, then we'll keep you on the line, and Lori can take your pledge when we're done. What's your question?
I had a question about I have Microsoft Vista and having a hard time connecting to Skype and using that webcam. It recognizes the mic but doesn't recognize the video.
Which camera do you have?
I have a couple different ones. I have a Logitech from Microsoft as well as a GigaWare from Radio Shack.
Well, Logitech would be from Logitech, not Microsoft.
Microsoft bundled
They're reselling Logitech?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. one of the tricks and one of the problems with Windows Vista was the lack of drivers for
lack of anything.
Yeah. So one of the things you can try is going to the website of each camera and make sure you have Vista drivers for that camera.
And don't be surprised if you don't find a lot of great support. That was one of the big issues, and Microsoft couldn't get Windows 7 out fast enough. Because, one, it's more backwards compatible. More and more folks are doing 64-bit, which is about time. I mean, 64-bit was way overdue, and it is now finally catching on. So you might want to also consider, to save yourself a lot of time, grief, head-banging, and everything else, get a copy of Windows 7 and upgrade that Vista machine to 7. You'll probably find a lot of stuff will all of a sudden work.
Yeah, it used to work.
Keyword used.
Mm-hmm. So it did work, and then it stopped working.
Yeah.
What changed?
So you think the problem is the operating system?
Well, certainly the problem is the operating system. You said Vista. But it worked, and then it stopped working, so what changed?
I don't know. That's what I'm trying to figure out. I didn't use it regularly.
It could be just...
I've seen, exactly, Steve.
I have seen folks, and, you know, they're all frustrated because they go, this was working a week ago. And I asked the same question that you did. What changed? I said, any new software? They go, no. The only thing we did was put in the service pack.
Yeah.
Bam.
Yeah. Try Steve's suggestion first, which is go to the website of the camera manufacturers and see if there are Vista-specific drivers.
I did, for the Microsoft webcam, I did that, and that didn't seem to help. I didn't do it with the GigaWare camera. At first, I thought it was the camera, so I went out and got a new one.
Yeah, right. Do any other cameras, do any other software programs work with the camera?
Yeah, I mean, we usually just use our computer for internet and work processing, but everything else seems to work okay.
And you've tried other programs that use the camera, and they work with the camera?
No, nothing recognizes the camera.
Nothing recognizes the camera. Yeah, then that's clearly one of two things. Either there's a problem with where you're plugging it in. If it's a USB camera, try a different USB port.
Yeah, I've tried that. Other things seem to work with the same USB port.
Yeah, or it's Vista. And that's one of the reasons Microsoft has dumped it.
I heard after the fact, of course, that it wasn't great.
So. Yeah.
Yeah, I hear you.
I'm sorry, but there's the likelihood of your problem right there, and I wish I had an easier answer for you.
Okay.
Thanks.
Do us a favor. Call back and pledge. The folks will be glad to pick up the phone and take your pledge. I can't put them on hold and transfer them because I put them into the board. You know,
all my
gyrations that I have to do, and folks on camera think I'm just having all kinds of fun here, you know.
Yeah.
Doing this.
You also could check with Skype and make sure you have the latest version of Skype. This seems
I do. There was a prompt to update it, and I did that recently.
Yeah. This does seem to be a common issue on the Skype forums that it doesn't recognize my camera.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it was really a pain because it would freeze up everything.
Yep.
I mean, I'd be messing around with it, and then all of a sudden it would just.
Like I say, it's probably one of the Windows update that hosed you, and you might want to spend the money to. You know, get to the Windows 7, and like I said, call back and pledge because, we just helped solve your problem.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot.
All right.
And that's one thing we got to say to folks. This is getting disgraceful.
It really is.
It is.
Polka people are beating our
butts. The polka dots are busting our butt.
Look, just make the call. It's 585. Listen to me now. I'm depressed now. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Securely online at jazz901.org. Do I have to cry, people? What am I, Glenn Beck? Make the call. It takes less than a minute. We're not asking you to pledge at a level. If you do, you get the card, you get the prizes, you get all the stuff. But if you send in $10, God bless you. We're happy to have it. $5, God bless you. We're happy to have it. The idea is not how much you pledge, but the fact that you care about this show enough to pick up the phone and make the call.
And it's a way of saying thanks to Rob. Because ultimately, if it wasn't for Rob,
we'd be off the air.
We would not be continuing 20 years.
That's
right. We would have been ended at 19. We hit 19. Or the we wouldn't have hit 20.
We wouldn't have hit 20.
I mean, we wound up throwing it. Laura Lee in there, oh, God bless her. She had her baby. So, and Mama and the little one are doing fine, the whole family. But, you know, it was due to her effort and Rob's putting together that fantastic party that a lot of our listeners got to come to.
That's exactly right. And none of that would have happened without the generous support of the folks here at jazz901.org.
It's a way of saying thanks to Rob for bringing us here and, oh, giving us close to, Steve, what is it total up to now when you do the podcast? How much time are you actually putting out there? It's over, what, close to 2 hours?
Well, it's 5 minutes less than 2 hours.
5 minutes less than 2 hours.
5 minutes, folks. When we were...
That was one commercial break on the old station.
Yeah, I mean, before...
And we had four of those an hour. Do the math.
Yeah, we were, what, giving out maybe an hour and 40-minute show?
Yes.
For a two-hour program at best.
The old show was 70 minutes.
70 minutes, an hour and 10 minutes.
And now they're getting literally 2 hours full. I mean, we literally have enough time when we take these breaks to quick grab a sip of coffee, blow our nose, and we're back on. I mean, you know, he just packs it full. So we're coming to you, giving you all this great information. We're only a phone call away. We can be had, you know, by seeing us on the web. You know, we take care of your computer questions week after week. And we're only coming to you twice out of the 52 weeks. Two times we do this pledge.
That's right.
And we're just asking, you know, please pick up the phone.
And the phone is not ringing.
No.
The phone is not ringing.
Again, the number is 966-5299. Or if you're outside the 585 area code, pick up the phone and dial 1-800-790-0415 or securely on the web at jazz901.org. And it is secure. They do not hand out the information, collect it, and sell it to other people. It's there. It's secure. They just want to get your membership and mail you out your free gift, you know, your great gifts and your membership card.
And, you know, there's well over 300 people who listen to this podcast from all over the world. Certainly here in the United States, Germany, Russia, everywhere. And you don't have to pledge during the show. If you're listening right now, get near the phone, make the call, that 1-800-790-0415 number, or pledge securely online at jazz901.org. And you, too, can become a member of the greatest radio station around because they've got the longest running computer show in the known universe, Soundbites on member supported Jazz 90.1.
Have you been wanting a Jazz 90.1 long or short sleeve t-shirt, half zip fleece, or hooded sweatshirt? The dark navy color with white logo is good looking and tasteful. And you can find them all at the Jazz 90.1 online store at jazz901.org. Wearing Jazz 90.1 apparel makes it easy to let the world know that jazz is your music and Jazz 90.1 is your station for jazz. There's also a navy Jazz 90.1 baseball cap to complete the look. You know, you might find just exactly what you want when you check out the Jazz 90.1 online store at jazz901.org.
Computer talk you can understand. More Sound Bites is next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Sound Bites, celebrating 20 years.
This is station manager Rob Linton. The Jazz 90.1 spring membership campaign has begun with more great thank you gifts than ever before, including great jazz CDs by Jimmy Smith, Jeff Beck, Houston Person, the Ray Brown Trio, great jazz DVDs, and much more. Be listening for special guest announcers, interviews, challenges, and a few surprises, too. Jazz 90.1 depends on listeners who become members. All levels of support are welcome and appreciated. Remember, every time you tune in to Jazz 90.1, you're choosing to listen to great jazz music. By becoming a member, you are making sure you continue to have that choice. Choose to become a member or choose to renew your membership now. Call 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free to 1-800-790-0415 or pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Thank you for supporting Jazz 90.1.
Every day we make sure we get things done to keep ourselves on track, to live the way we want to live. And every day we make choices, large and small, that reflect who we are, from the clothes we buy to the car we drive to where we choose to live. If you enjoy Jazz 90.1, make the choice to become a member. And once a year, renew that membership. See how it feels. It just might be one more small but important choice you make to live the way you want to with Jazz 90.1.
Jazz 90.1 is supported in part by our members and by Professional Instant Press, a copy, fax, print center serving Monroe, Wayne, and Ontario counties. Professional Instant Press offers offset printing, binding and collating, digital copies, executive stationery, color business cards, placket mounting, custom forms and resumes, design, screen printing, and embroidery. Professional Instant Press now carries print-on-demand invitations and also Birchcraft and Encore for weddings and other special events. Professional Instant Press, a positive printing experience. In the Lyle Mount Reed Plaza, 254-7275, 254-7275.
Hi, this is Charles Benoit. Join me and the entire Smart Set tonight from 5 to 6 right here on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray. I like
and at 43 minutes after the hour, we are Soundbites. So here's the thing. The National Pwn2Own Contest at CanSec West is underway, and on the first day, web browsers fell to attacks. Internet Explorer 8 and Firefox 3.6.2 on 64-bit Windows 7 and Safari on OS 10 were all forced to run exploit code to add insult to injury. An iPhone was cracked and the SMS database was lifted from it. The IE exploit is the most interesting because it bypasses both data execution prevention and address space layout randomization, albeit in a fairly cumbersome way. The researcher, Peter Vreugdenhill, Peter explains exactly what he did in a paper on his website. Pwn2Own rules require the exploit code to read a particular file in the system in order to register the exploit as has run. It's not clear, however, whether Vreugdenhill's exploit, Peter's exploit, could have written to the disk. Web pages in IE7 on Vista and IE8 on Vista and Windows 7 both run in protected mode, a special crippled user context in which the browser only has write access to the temporary internet files directory. While exploit code could do some malicious things under protective mode restrictions, it could not, for example, set itself to run at boot or login. The Firefox exploit was performed by Nils, thank God no last name was given, of UK-based MWR Info Security. Nils is contractually prevented from disclosing the exact details of the exploit by now, for now, because he's under contract to his company to fix it for them or whatever. But over on the Apple front, Charlie Miller exploited a critical Safari vulnerability on a MacBook. Details on this hack are also under wraps until Apple gets a chance to address it. And finally, Vincenzo Iozzo, there's a name I can do, and Ralph Philip Weinman were successful in hijacking an iPhone through a malicious web page. Among other things, they were able to read the entire SMS database, including text messages that had already been deleted. Let me repeat that. Including messages that had already been deleted and upload them to a server they controlled. So are you still feeling smug about your operating system of choice? I guess only if you're using Linux, right? Give us a call, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free, 1-800-790-0415, where you can pledge. You can also, of course, do it securely online at jazz901.org, just like Steve did from Honey I Falls, New York, who pledged $20. Thank you so much, Steve. It soothes my soul to know that people out there want to be members of this station, want to become a member of the family. And also Amanda from Ginter, is that what that is? I can never read Dave's handwriting. This is either Ginter or Smallville. I think it's Ginter, PA. Ginter? Is it Ginter?
Well, hold on a minute.
All you had to do was say yes or no.
Yes. I had to
Thank
double
you.
Check. My bifocals trying to read this.
Yeah, right.
I'm reading it on the
Dave's
Mac.
Dave's old. His head doesn't turn fast and his eyes don't adjust well.
Well, it's Rob's typing this on the Mac.
Well, Amanda, thank you so much for your pledge. Yet another member of the Jazz 901 family. Thank you so very much, both of you. It warms the cockles of my heart to...
It's halfway between Punxsutawney and State College.
Oh, Phil. Phil probably took on his way back from college. He must have gone through Ginter.
Yeah.
Then, sure. So thank you very much, both of you. And Amanda has now proved to the rest of you listening on the stream that you don't have to just sit there. You can pick up the phone and call toll-free, 1-800-790-0415. Of course, those of you local have even fewer numbers to dial. It's 966-5299. That's 966-JAZZ. And you can even pledge securely online, and you know you've already bookmarked it, at jazz901.org, like Matt did, who pledged $5. Joe, who pledged $50. Jim, who pledged $35, and it's Jim's second pledge of the month. So thanks to each and every one of you for making me feel a little less depressed here today. I got the bell.
Oh, we got the bigger bell over there.
Yeah, that's right. We got the big bell over there. Oh, and there's another little bell over here. I never noticed that one. Oh, I like that one better. Here, you can have this one. I'm going to get the loud bell. All right, there we go. So thanks to each and every one of you. I'm delighted to know that you have become members of this family or increased your pledge to the family. You know, so Joe, who's made his second pledge of the month, you know, we had him. He's that uncle we keep in the closet and don't talk about. Now we're letting him out, and we're going to let him be part of the family. He can come down from the attic and be a part of the family here at Jazz 990.
Can't thank him enough.
So thanks to all of you for pledging. That makes me happy. Now we're going to go back to the phones, and we're going to talk to Joe. Hiya, Joe. What do you know?
About everything. Half of what I should know, though.
Yeah, that's about right. Where are you calling from?
Okay, you're calling from Rochester.
And you're a member, right?
I am indeed.
That's what I like to hear. What's your question?
Okay, I've got a Western Digital 500 gig standalone hard drive that was working great for about a year. And then lately, after I plugged it into the USB port, it recognizes it for about 5 seconds and pops it back out again, as you know, not recognizing it as if I had unplugged it. And it keeps on doing that, and so I just gradually stopped using it. But I was curious, is there something wrong that I'm doing, or is there just obviously a bad drive? Or any suggestions would be appreciated.
I'm sorry, I was busy on the board. Say it again.
He plugs the USB drive in. It's a Western Digital 500 gigabyte drive. Mm-hmm. It worked great for a year.
Mm-hmm.
Now he plugs it in, and it recognizes it for about 5 seconds and then says it's not there.
What it could be is I've seen this happen on a number of the enclosures. What happens is it's only a little circuit board in there, and that enclosure is probably going. You might have to pick up another one. You can buy empty enclosures.
Does the hard drive have a separate power cord or a second USB cable for power?
It's one USB short little cable that serves as both power and, data.
And it did work for a year.
Yes, it did.
Yeah, I've seen where some of those drives need a second cord for power.
But not if it worked for a year.
But not if it worked for a year, yeah.
This one, it came right from the box with just a single cord.
Yeah.
I've seen that, too. They come with one cord and then a socket where you plug a second cord you buy later. But if it was working, and you've tried different USB ports,
I've tried. I've only got two that I'm using.
Have you tried a different computer?
Pardon me?
A different computer.
That's a good point. I haven't tried that.
Like I say, try that. But like I say, you don't be surprised. Now, is this probably warranty's off on it?
No, warranty is still on.
Oh well, then the whole problem there is
no.
They will replace it, yes, gladly, but anything that you had on it...
is gone, yeah.
It's gone.
Can you hear it spin when it's plugged in? Yeah. Does it spin up and spin down?
You can hear it sort of start up with a sort of a little tiny click, click. Not real loud clicks, like, but it's the usual sort of a buzz when it starts up, yeah.
All right, so you can hear it winding up and going. Right. You're not hearing the click of death.
That's true.
Okay, so, yeah, well, here's the thing. Try it on another computer. If that doesn't work, then you're faced with two options. One, send it back for repair and lose whatever data you have on it. Or my evil way of thinking is be able to bust into that case, rip it apart, smash it, not hurting the hard drive, and just get another enclosure and put it in the enclosure.
Yeah,
it's easy to do.
It depends on if it's the enclosure that failed or the drive in the
and
enclosure.
I've seen
failed.
More times the enclosure. See,
well, more importantly, the enclosures are cheap.
Yeah.
So you buy a new enclosure, and if it doesn't work, you're out a few bucks. But
I've actually seen a lot of the power cords fail.
Yeah.
For drives that have their own power cord.
So yeah, it's going to have to be your decision.
I didn't know they had an enclosure because this is one of those My Book or something like that, or. I didn't know you could take the enclosure off the actual hard disk.
Well, what's really in there is a standard hard drive on a standard connector, just the way it would plug into your computer, in a little case of its own with its own little power supply.
And that little that hooks up to a little circuit board. And that's what I use. You see, with me, I see a lot of those, the Western Digitals and a number of others. It's that little circuit board gets fried.
It adapts it from the SATA connector on the drive to the USB connector.
I mean, it can get fried from just even, you know, maybe a surge. Somebody plugged it in or quick pulled it out and it was in the middle of doing something. You know, there's a host of reasons that could cause it.
Well, Dave, if I brought that to you, would you be able to look at it, or is that something that's just not yours?
We have fun. Some of the Western Digital My books are terrible to take apart because there's no screws.
Yeah.
Especially on the 3.5-inch models. There's no screws. It's all snap clips.
Yeah. No.
And unless you know exactly where those snap clips are, you can't unsnap them.
You can, but then you can't re-snap them.
It's just like folks have asked me, you know, about my recycling plan, you know, trying to get, you know, they've got hard drives.
What I've done is, and this is a plug for a double backups. I've had a separate hard drive that I backed up also, too, so I'm not in danger of losing anything.
Sweet. That's always a good idea. Yeah. One backup is good. Two backups is better. Off-site backup is third.
Yeah.
That's right. So I'm okay with the data, but, okay, I'll follow up, see if I can maybe break it apart, and if not, well, I'll probably still get a new drive under warranty because they'll offer that.
That's something to think of. If you open the chassis up, you void the warranty.
Yeah, so don't do that. If you've got everything backed up, just send the old one back under warranty and let them replace it. Don't even bother.
But
I've got some sensitive data on it, though, that I might not want anyone to get to, I guess.
Well, that's a separate problem.
Like I said, it's a double-edged sword.
You open it up or you warranty.
Well, guys, I appreciate your advice, and I'll look into it.
Thank you. I want to announce mixed feelings here. I want to announce that we've made $265 so far. This show, the first hour, $265, about 10% of the way to our goal for the 2 hours. So do the math. You've got a lot of phone calling to do. But we thank each and every one of you for your pledges. We're very, very pleased at
that. That pays for one of us in an hour.
if you're actually being paid for your advice and time,
maybe two of
it may pay
enough.
For one of you, but
I was gonna say there's the cheap end. That's Nick Steve taking care of now. There's you and me.
That's right. So give us a call. You know the numbers, and all we're asking is that you show the love. Maybe I shouldn't put it that way. That's probably emotional blackmail, but it's how I feel about it. You know, we dispense advice all the time, and I will admit this. I get a little porky.
I would have never noticed that.
I got one. No, there's this is the truth. One day I was at the movies. I took the afternoon off I left at 3, and went to a movie. When I got out, some guy comes up to me and just starts asking me a computer question. No hello, no how did you enjoy the movie, no my name is Joe, none of that stuff. Just immediately starts asking a question, and I got a little pissed off. And I will admit it. You know, I'm not an answer machine. None of us are answer machines. At the very least, treat us like human beings ahead of time. And sometimes I feel like that here. You know, we like to know that you show the love, you know, that you appreciate that we're here every week. Sometimes we feel like it's kind of a vacuum. We answer the question, and then nobody cares anymore for the rest of the week. So if you give us a pledge at 585-966-JAZZ, that's 966-5299, toll-free 1-800-790-0415, or, of course, securely online at jazz901.org, then I'll feel better about it. Don't just leave me here in depression. Please, please give us a call. I know, poor Lori's fast asleep. She's our phone-answering machine. She's ready to go. She's ready to do the job, and it's not happening. Except for Don. Don from Rochester pledged online, and we want to thank you so much, Don. We really appreciate your pledge. Thank you. It's showing the love. Now I feel better. I'm having this whole manic depressive day whenever we do these stupid pledge drives. It makes me crazy. So I need you to call now and get me on the manic side of the manic depression. It's not going to cure me, but it puts me on the manic side, which is still better than
nothing. Sorry, I don't have a sound, you know, a sound effect for, you know,
breathe in, count to 10, breathe out, count to 8, in through the nose, out through the mouth. I know how it works, but look.
You don't.
Yeah, I don't want to see what he's saying. I know that. I understand that.
The boss is, for you folks, I know you can't see this. Some of the folks can see. With all the other stuff that I have going on.
What's the boss's name? Rob Linton! That is a better bell.
Is chatting with me.
Live online. And he's saying things you don't want to know. You don't want to know. But we need
us.
We need you to call in. Can you feel that? Never mind. This is what we do, and we need you to help us out. It's not just us; it's the station.
Mm-hmm.
Again, remember we were on a commercial station, and you lost most of an hour listening to us every week. The hour went to commercial breaks, and now basically there's a couple of minutes an hour that we come to you and with underwriter accounts, but twice a year we come to you and ask you to show the love, and you can do that really easily. Give us a call at 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll-free 1-800-790-0415. Or, of course, securely online at jazz901.org. And that's probably the easiest option for those of you who are sitting at the computer right now, because I know that there's at least 19 of you sitting at the computer on the IRC chat, and I know not all of you are members. I know that, and I'm looking at each and every one of you, and I know that you have not pledged. And there's the people who are on the Ustream, and I know not all of you have pledged. So pledge right now, and we'll take a little break while I see if I can adjust my meds, and we'll be back on the other side of this really very short underwriter break. With a whole lot more of the longest-running show, the computer show in the known universe. We are Soundbites, and we are right here through the great auspices of the magnificent Rob Linton on member-supported Jazz 90.1. So give us a call, show us the love, give us the money. We want to stay on the air. We want the station to stay on the air. And that's all on you, because the money comes from nobody but you folks. Back in just a couple of minutes with more sound bites on member supported Jazz 90.1.
It's America's longest running computer show. Back to more sound bites with Nick, Dave, and Steve next on member supported Jazz 90.1.
Celebrating 20 years on air, sound bites on member supported Jazz 90.1.
WGMC Greece Rochester, a public service of the Greece Central School District. Jazz 90.1.
Streaming online at jazz901.org.
Want to know which teacher your kids are most likely to choose as a role model this year in school? Hi, this is Gordon Goodwin, leader of the Big Fat Band. The answer is, it's the person who teaches them about music. Not sports, not English or history, music. Surprised? You shouldn't be. Music teachers have always played an important role in the lives of their students. They help our kids tap into their natural creativity. They teach them about cooperation and self-discipline. It's a bonus that when kids have learned about scales and clefs, they find math and English concepts easier to grasp. That's because of how music education expands a young person's spatial IQ. Reading poetry or solving an equation is easier if kids know their sharps and flats. It's a fact! So help your kids get to know the music teacher at their school. Get them involved in music this year.
A PSA brought to you by MENC, the National Association for Music Education, and the National Anthem Project, the campaign to restore America's voice through music education. Music, part of a sound education.
Hi, this is Charles Benoit, host of The Smart Set, here with a special warning going out to all you Jazz 90.1 members. Stop smiling like that. Yeah, you love being a member of Jazz 90.1, but you're going to pull a muscle or something. I know the membership card is definitely worth smiling about, what with all those cool discounts at area shops. But frankly, all that smiling is making those non-members jealous. So until everyone's a member of Jazz 90.1, just try to control yourself. And keep smiling. Safely.
Hi, this is Marion McPartland. Why do kids love music? Maybe it's because music is fun, plain and simple. It offers kids a way to move their bodies and use their voices. It opens up their minds to dream about where they can go and what they can do when they get older. Music is also such a valuable form of communication. Our kids, American kids, come from more cultures and backgrounds than in any nation in history. And sometimes the most fertile common ground they share is that of music. Music classrooms are great places for kids to explore their creativity, develop skills, and interact with other young people. So help your children get involved in music. Support your school music program.
A PSA brought to you by MENC, the National Association for Music Education, and the National Anthem Project, the campaign to restore America's voice through music education. Music, part of a sound education.
What does it take to create a great jazz radio station? The best jazz music? Sure. Knowledgeable DJs who love the music as much as you do? Naturally. A fine facility with the best equipment? Of course. But what is most important in creating a great jazz radio station is the decision to make it happen. And that is what you do when you decide to become a member of Jazz 90.1. Listeners enjoy a great jazz station, but members make them happen. Keep Jazz 90.1 happening. Call 966-JAZZ, 966-5299 today and become a member of Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back to America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites, on member-supported Jazz 90.1. Get online now. Call 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 800-790-0415. Or submit your question by email at soundbites.org. Once again, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And at 4 minutes after the hour, I want to thank Andy from West Henrietta. Was it $20?
Yeah.
Yes. Andy from West Henrietta, $20. Thank you so much. And Michael from Rochester pledged at the $50 level. Thank you so much. He says he also listens to Polka, but all the money's for sound bites. That's what I like to hear. Thank you so much, Michael and Andy. We appreciate you calling in, showing us the love. I don't care. I can do emotional blackmail. That doesn't bother me in the least. So thank you very, very much. Like I said, warms the cockles of my heart to know that you folks are pledging. And actually, you know, we were talking about this the other night because Dave and Lori do the Thursday night gig. And before that, I was on with Eric Gruner.
Yeah.
And I was listening to him, and he was, you know, he was like this and saying, okay, everybody, thank you so much. We'd love you to call and pledge. You know, it's a jazz DJ. We'd like you to call and pledge, 966-JAZZ, 966-5299. Here's the next song. And I'm thinking to myself, well, first, you're not getting everybody fired up. And secondly, what about the 800 number? There were 40 people listening on the stream. And, mm-hmm. and don't leave them out in the cold. We're not leaving you people out in the cold. I got to tell you, you need to give us a call. The numbers are real simple. You've heard of mention them at least once today. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. And of course, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Now, there's a bunch of you out there right now who are feeling smug because you've already become members. And you're sitting there saying, yeah, you know what? He's right. You should all join in. And that makes sense. And there's a bunch of you out there really porked off because I keep repeating the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the deal. When we hit the $50,000 mark, we stop. And you won't hear the numbers again for months and months and months mm-hmm. and months. All you need to do is make the call, stop the numbers. Make the call, stop the numbers. That's how you do it. We're waiting for your pledge. You know the numbers. You know that it's online. You know you can pledge at any level from 50 cents on up. Give us a call. There's pledge. If you pledge at the $35 level, you get the great Jazz 901 card. I just put mine in my wallet today. And it gets you discounts at lots of area dealers. At the $50 level, the $50 level is only 14 cents a day. And it's less than a buck a week to hear us. Even if we are the only thing you listen to on this station all week long, which would be a shame for you, I cry for you because mm-hmm. there's beautiful. I weep for you because there is jazz on the station that's magnificent all week long. But even if we're the only show you listen to, that's a dollar less than a buck a week. You're telling me you don't think we're worth a buck a week? Well, I have two words for you and none of them are happy birthday.
Well, the thing of it is, too, is, you know, it's. You, if you buy a cup of coffee every day, you know, if you go Monday through Friday, you're going to work and you stop somewhere to get a cup of coffee or something, you know, on your way in, or even at lunchtime, you know, that's less than the tax on that particular cup of coffee.
Mm-hmm.
So if you just
put 14 cents a day.
Yeah, you put that in the pocket, you know, and just stash it away. You can then deposit it, write out that check, and, you know, you're now part of the family. And like I said, we're here 52 weeks out of the year.
You know, I've been saying it for the longest time. Total up all the money you've spent in hardware and software and repairs and everything else that you spend on your computer. Figure out how much money that is, and then decide what it's worth to have us here to answer your questions. Is it worth 10% of that cost? 5%? 1%? How cheap do you have to be to not donate 1% of that
cost? You know, that's over 1,040 shows.
A year?
Yeah, well, no, if you multiply 20 times 52.
Yeah, exactly. That's over 1,000 shows.
That's over 1,000 shows that we've been over a decade, two decades, giving out computer information.
And personally,
and
I
it's
think we're
all current stuff. I mean, you know, like Steve said, just not our back knowledge, but all the current stuff.
That's exactly right. And I think we're worth a buck a show, don't you? So send in $1,000. If you pledge at the $1,000 level, still only $275 a day, still less than that Vente Grande, Mojo,
whatever.
Macho, Testosteroneo, Grande stuff you've been buying. So give us a call. You know the numbers. I'll repeat them anyway because you didn't write them down, did you? Doggone you. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Look, as far as I'm concerned, Uncle Dave's story hour is worth a buck a week.
Mm-hmm.
So call and make the pledge.
Yeah, if you want to hear it. You
want to
hear
exactly
it.
That's right.
Show me how much.
We're going to hold it hostage.
That works.
There you go.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, I know how much the folks agree, and I've got a doozy of a one that I could tell you right now. But you know what?
Hold it hostage.
I think it will. I'll hold it.
Back with everybody. In the meantime, I'll read a piece of news that you probably wouldn't know if you hadn't been listening to us, but it's not even worth a buck a week to you, you cheap son of a gun. Time Warner Cable and Cablevision may seem to be strange bedfellows, but now customers of both services can get free Wi-Fi from the same network of hotspots, at least in New York City. Cablevision built the optimum Wi-Fi network 2 years ago, and now Time Warner's Roadrunner high-speed online customers can reap the benefits. They just need to have their account username and password handy in places like Madison Square Park in Manhattan, in Kissena Park in Queens. Cheese and crackers. See that? I get all emotional. I get all tongue-tied. Okay. Thousands of hotspots are available around the city, although they're mostly situated on Cablevision's turf outside of Manhattan. Cablevision told DSL Reports in June 2009 that it had seen 2 million connections to its Wi-Fi hotspots. The New York Times' David Pogue discovered it on a train platform in Connecticut and fell in love. Even if you don't live in the tri-state area, you see, the love is everywhere except apparently here. You should still care about this because rival cable companies teaming up on free Wi-Fi amounts to an alliance against telecoms and wireless carriers, and that rivalry isn't local to New York. What that means for you is that we may see more joint Wi-Fi hotspots offered among cable companies. Some people in the DSL Reports forum have reported seeing Xfinity, which is Comcast's new name for its cable services, listed among the wireless networks that Cablevision operates. Comcast hasn't announced anything, but you might soon be able to connect to a hotspot in New York, even if you're from out of town. So what do you think about being able to get free Wi-Fi if you're a Time Warner customer? Give us a call, 966-JAZZ, that's 966-5299. Outside the 585 area code, it's toll-free 1-800-790-0415. Coincidentally, those are also the places, the numbers that you can call to pledge your support, or you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org.
You know what? I think I'm going to put it up. Tell you what. It's now 10 after.
It's 10 after.
If they get, within the next half hour, if we get at least 10 pledges, I'll do the story hour after.
Any amount, 10 pledges.
10 pledges, any amount. I'll do the rant after the break at 40 of. If we get
deal.
10 pledges.
No pledges, no Uncle Dave story hour. It's the way it works.
I was come back.
Hold
to
up. Before you go there, we'll Gary from Rockport. Gary from Rockport has there's a B in front of it. Rockport. Oh, okay, it's Rockport. Right, Rockport is in Pennsylvania, Rockport, PA, Rockport, Illinois, actually.
Yeah.
Gary in Brockport has pledged $100. Bless you, Gary. And we're going to count that as one.
Well, that's one.
Dave's keeping track right over there. That's one pledge.
One.
Thank you, Gary, $100. I'm feeling the love tonight. Okay, go ahead. Quick.
Well,
right,
my,
the song.
Yeah. My theory on that free Time Warner Wi-Fi, it's not supposed to be free. They forgot to turn on the billing page.
Yeah.
Wait, we're giving away free Wi-Fi. We can't give anything free. Oh my gosh!
All of those you listening from the Time Warner data centers, that was Steve Ray. Steve Ray, ladies and gentlemen.
That's why I have a lid.
That's why you put the lid on.
It actually on Time Warner's own website. It does say Wi-Fi hotspots. I haven't seen the word free yet anywhere. But you can get Time Warner.
Well, it's not actually free. You have to still be a Time Warner customer.
How do they know?
Because you have to put in your username and password to get in. So it's free in the sense that you're not paying extra for it.
Like here in Rochester, one of the local DSL providers has Wi-Fi through downtown Rochester. But it's an extra charge on top of your existing DSL subscription.
Right. Right. Yeah.
Well, but the annoying thing is I can't talk today either. You're rubbing off on me.
So to speak.
The depression.
The Monroe County Wi-Fi does get listed as free in a lot of lists because it is free for the first 5 minutes. So you can log into your account.
Right. That's right. That's the idea. There is some free Wi-Fi around. Free in the sense that you're not paying. Well, there's some Wi-Fi around. I actually made the case a while ago that if somebody offered pervasive Wi-Fi in Rochester, New York, actually anywhere, for $9.95 a month, and it was rock solid, real good, super coverage, they'd clean up.
Well, and that's what it is in Rochester. It's $9.95 a month, but on top of your $39.95 regular DSL fee. Some cities, there was a big case in Philadelphia where the city government tried to put in Wi-Fi, and the local telco and cable company sued them for restraint of trade. And the city had to stop doing it, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I do remember that. That's
happened in several cities. I think Philly actually had it implemented when they had to shut it down. But in other cities, the local telcos and cable companies have been able to preemptively stop them. And we said back then if they would partner with the city, then they could run that service, and that's what the local DSL company did here in Rochester.
Right.
Partnered with Rochester to get the Wi-Fi.
Right. All right. Dave has a yellow piece of paper in his hand, and he's handing it to me, so I guess I'll read it. All right, Bert. Bert from Palmyra, $25. Hey, Bert. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. We all appreciate that. Bert is our latest member. We're two out of 10 for Uncle Dave's Story Hour. 2 out of 10 so far. So we're very pleased at that. And in fact, we're so it's Brett.
No.
It's Bert.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Dave, really, seriously, Dave.
You and I can't talk and he can't write.
He can't write. So now we're actually going to talk.
I control the button.
Yeah. We're going to talk to Bert from Palmyra. Welcome, Bert. What's your question? And we know you're a member, so what's your question?
Wish I could have contributed more, but great show, guys.
No there is no wrong amount.
No, thank you for feeling that way, but there is no wrong amount.
Okie doke. Was just wondering if any of you have messed around with the Haiku operating system, and if you have, what you think of it.
I have not played with it, although I have certainly looked at it. It looks pretty neat.
All your commands you have to type in Haiku?
they're all Haiku commands. It's an open source operating system, and it's basically the BOS.
Right.
Is what it is. And it's now that there is no more BOS, the Haiku system essentially is the same code. It's I used a very pre-alpha, so it crashed all the time. What I saw, I liked. And it's out now in Alpha 1, so I'm still not entirely certain it won't crash a lot.
Yeah.
But if you've got an extra machine to run it on, it's supposed to be, because it's the BOS underlying system, it's going to be fast. It's going to be easy to use, easy to learn, very powerful. Should be pretty nice. The real question is what kind of support will they have?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the big one. And if you go to
Haiku,
Haiku-OS.org, you can see about the thing. You can download the Alpha 1. Remember, it's Alpha 1 code, so it will crash. But there seems to be some decent amount of support for it. There's a slideshow of all the of the screens and stuff. It looks like it's going to be pretty fun, and I'm certainly, you know, I was a fan of the Bee long time ago, so I'm certainly going to give it a try when it gets out of out of alpha, at least in the beta, at least in the beta.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Have you played with it?
Not yet. I've been tempted. Yeah, I run Ubuntu, and I was thinking of maybe trying this dual boot with it, but
I don't know if there's.
I think I'll wait for at least beta too.
Yeah, no kidding. See if there's a live CD though.
There is.
Yeah, right? That's true.
So if and Steve says there is. So if there's a live CD, then we're on our way, and that'll be useful too.
Yeah. Okay. Have a good one, guys.
All right. Thanks, Bert. We appreciate your membership, and we appreciate everything.
We're up to three now.
He. Oh, how wonderful! We want to thank Fritz from Canandaigua, New York, who has pledged $50, and it's an additional gift. He became a member way back in November of 2009. So this is his he's upgrading his pledge. He's giving an additional gift. I can't thank you enough, Fritz. That's exceptional. Thank you very much. We appreciate we really appreciate this. It's the kind of thing that makes us happy. So thank you so very much. And that's three. On our way to Uncle
Three
Dave's
Uncle
story
Dave's
hour.
Ran out.
So thank you very much. That's the kind of thing we love to see.
We need seven more, folks. Come on. Seven more. Any dollar
seven
amount.
More pledges.
Yeah, any dollar amount.
All you have to do is call and make the pledge. Lori's in this room here, so if you call right now, she has to run. So call right now, 585-966-JAZZ. It's 966-5299. She left the room. 1-800-790-0415. And, of course, you can pledge securely online at Jazz. 901.org. And here's the deal. Rob's sitting there looking at the stuff going over the online pledging. So if you pledge online, then Rob actually has to work on a Saturday. So I think that's well worth it. It's just an extra perk for your money.
And all the folks here that are volunteering, I mean, you, I, Steve, Lori, Phil, you know, Rob at home, all these folks are giving up their time to be here and, you know, have such a great station.
Well, one of the things that I pointed out on Thursday is that although there's, you know, you go through the lineup and there's like 100 DJs and 100 everything else, they're all volunteers.
Yes.
There's only four people who are full-time at this station. And trust me, they're not getting paid a lot of money. You know, we joke about Rob being a multi-billionaire, but I bet he's not. I have to say I'd lay down a nickel that said he's not.
Not and everybody give Trump else is, a run for his money?
Yeah, probably not. I would run for his money, absolutely, but that's about it. Except I don't think he's got a lot of money right now. I think he lost it again. I lose track of him. But the fact is these people are all doing what they do because they believe in the station. They believe in making jazz available to the people. They believe in sound bites because they gave us a home, and this is your chance to show the love back to him. Give us a call, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free at 1-800-790-0415 and securely online at jazz901.org. Back in just a couple of minutes with Sound Bites on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at soundbites.org. More with Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
This is station manager Rob Linton. Do you have a comment or suggestion for Jazz 90.1? Call our feedback phone today at 966-2407. That's 966-2407. Be heard at Jazz 90.1.
America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites, celebrating 20 years.
This is station manager Rob Linton. The Jazz 90.1 spring membership campaign has begun with more great thank you gifts than ever before, including great jazz CDs by Jimmy Smith, Jeff Beck, Houston Person, the Ray Brown Trio, great jazz DVDs, and much more. Be listening for special guest announcers, interviews, challenges, and a few surprises, too. Jazz 90.1 depends on listeners who become members. All levels of support are welcome and appreciated. Remember, every time you tune in to Jazz 90.1, you're choosing to listen to great jazz music. By becoming a member, you're making sure you continue to have that choice. Choose to become a member or choose to renew your membership now. Call 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free to 1-800-790-0415 or pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Thank you for supporting Jazz 90.1.
Listeners who listen on a regular basis may want to support Jazz 90.1 that way too. If your budget is organized around monthly expenses, it may be more convenient to support Jazz 90.1 monthly as well. For example, a pledge of $10 a month would mean $120 a year in support. The payment amount you choose is automatically made each month directly from your credit or debit card. You can stop the monthly payment at any time, and we confirm each payment by email. For more information about the Jazz 90.1 monthly gift option, call 966-2660 or visit us online at www.jazz901.org. With the monthly gift option, it's easier than ever for you to become a member of Jazz 90.1. It's the networking event for small business, the 9th Annual Small Business Show, Soho Rochester 2010, April 7th at the Riverside Convention Center. This show is a networking opportunity for a small business owner, manager, or entrepreneur. For show tickets, you can go online to sohorochester.com.
Hey, this is Rip Savage. Join me tonight for Fusion, 10 p.m., right here on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And at 23 minutes after the hour, we have another pledge. Our friend Dolores, who is Newt Reich in Second Life. We missed you last night. We missed her last night in Second Life. She has made an extremely generous pledge in memory of our friend Lolly. Lolly Euler, which was her Second Life name. She was a friend of ours protecting our liberties over in Afghanistan. She was... murdered. She was murdered in a suicide bomber attack in Afghanistan, and Dolores has pledged in her name. So wonderful.
Yeah,
Thank you very much.
Of our folks that are on the board remember her. She used to. You want a good laugh, folks?
Read much of anything she ever wrote,
or better yet, just go to the movie posters.
Yes,
you want a good experience and a laugh. Lolly used to spend more hours putting together these movie posters. And what I mean by that is she would literally cut out our heads and paste them on everything. Nick, Steve, and I and Rob have been on Teletubbies, Batman, and I mean, it just page after page. Yeah, I think there's like eight pages
of this stuff.
And you got to keep scrolling down, seeing all these movie posters. And it's a blast. So take the time, you know, and...
all the people who put stuff in there was great. We have another pledge, another new member. Write it down. That's five.
Oh, five?
Joanne from Rochester has pledged $25. Thank you so very, very much.
We're halfway there.
We're halfway there.
You got 15 minutes.
Friend of the show, Chris Reich, on the IRC chat mentions that the Haiku Corporation, the Haiku people, are incorporated here in Rochester. So if you're interested in Haiku, the operating system as opposed to the I used to write haikus. I used to send my tweets out as haikus in Twitter, 140 character haikus. We are at $640. Now, I know that Bill Gates thinks nobody needs more than 640 meg, but we need more than listen, stop me before I free associate again.
Started, wasn't it?
What?
Wasn't it 640K?
Well, yeah, 640K. But we need you to call. Thank you so much. $640 is about a fifth of the way to our goal of $2,000 for the day. Or probably not the fifth. I don't even know what I'm saying. But give us a call. You know the number, but I'll read them to you again. So, Bert, the folks in Rochester... apparently, Rochester Haiku is incorporated right here in Rochester. So if there are any people who created Haiku listening, call us up. Talk to us about the operating system. Tell us what you're doing and why you're doing it. I'm always fascinated by discovering the wealth of intellectual stuff that's going on in Rochester, New York. So if there are any members of the Haiku community out there who are involved in this project, obviously incorporated here in Rochester, give us a call. You know the numbers. It's the same numbers you pledge at, coincidentally enough. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll-free 1-800-790-0415. Or, of course, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. And we're halfway to Story Hour with Uncle Dave. And look, if we get to, you know, quarter of and there's and there, and we don't have 10 pledges, it's not happening. We just can't do it. So you need to call right now and make the pledge if you want Uncle Dave's Story Hour. And he's been promising a good one, so this is it. Give us a call.
This one can only happen in real life.
Don't just hope the goal is made. Pick up the phone and make the call. Any amount.
I'm not going to be fussy.
The phone is not ringing. Listen to this. Hold on. Listen. That's the sound of the phone not ringing. You need to make a call right now. Pick up that phone. Make the pledge. In the meantime, while you do that, I'll get you in the mood by reading another news item. It's easy to be the startup rabbit punching. I can't even read today. The giant from below and the giant. Let me start again. It was the best of times. It's easy to be the startup rabbit punching the giant from below when the giant is so much taller it can't even see you when it looks down. At least that's the way to see it when Microsoft executive shepherding Bing, which is pretty much a startup on the rare occasion, criticized giant Google in public. If it's possible to be polite in criticism, Bing executives have certainly mastered the art. There was a keynote speech by Yusuf Mehdi, the senior vice president of the online audience group for Bing. He gave a speech in which he unveiled several new features coming from Bing this summer, including a deal to put Foursquare on Bing Maps. Mehdi was respectful of Google, telling the attentive crowd, he's a senior online, so he is a Microsoft person, so I guess he's got to get the Microsoft voice.
It's more of a dialogue with the customer. We are about understanding user intent and in mapping the intent into tasks and into actions.
Bing director Stefan Weitz said,
"We aim to refine intent so that human can understand what you're asking. Google organizes the world's information, and that's great. We are moving beyond organizing information and what comprises knowledge, and that's more than links or multimedia on a page."
The rub is this. Google mastered the art of helping users navigate the web and returning links that bring users more information. But Bing is about helping users to get the information they seek much more efficiently. In other words, in fewer clicks. In the past, we search for concert tickets and look for links to ticket purveyors. Today, we want those links from our search engines, but we also want options to purchase tickets, maybe even book flights, taxis, or hotels to accommodate us, all from the same web page where we found the ticket offers. So Bing is trying to narrow the gap between discovery and e-commerce transaction. That goes for goods and services to advanced research and other areas. So Bing or Google, give us a call, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Or toll free at 1-800-790-0415. Still hoping that you folks will make that pledge so we can do the Uncle Dave Story Hour so that he will talk for a while and I can stop talking because clearly I'm not speaking well at all today. But we're here every week.
Yeah, doing our stick. You know, like I said.
Whether you become a member or not, you
1,040 shows.
1,040 shows already.
Of course, you know, it's probably above that because that's just going to 20, and right. That was in September.
Right.
Well, the other thing that we should just briefly mention, come April 7th.
Yes, we should mention it, more than briefly. Go ahead.
Yeah, for you folks in the greater Rochester area or outside the Rochester area that want to make a road trip, the three of us will be at the Soho Show. And if you want to come over and meet us. And you know we'll be asking you
if you're a member, because we will be in the Jazz 90.1 booth.
And we will have some, I think, items to pass out to folks to show that they are member-supported and of Soundbites.
Right. Loyal listeners, we're going to have some interesting things for you to help you spread the word about how great Soundbites is. But you really need to become a member because these things are not free in point of fact.
Yeah.
Although we'll be giving them to you, just like we give you great jazz all week long and we give you this show on the weekend. We would love it if you would join us. And those of you who are listening on the podcast later in the week, I cannot stress this enough. You can call the same numbers, the 585-966-JAZZ, 966-5299, or 1-800-790-0415. Or, of course, pledge securely online at jazz901.org. And when you do that, you can indicate that it is for sound bites, and we will be credited with the dollars. So we want to be able to make at least a showing. The polka guys really have ripped our butts. So we need to at least make a decent showing, even if we're not going to beat them. We need to make at least a decent showing, and that needs to be you. I want to thank Beverly from Victor, who pledged securely online. So thank you very much, Beverly. That's six pledges. Beverly was kind enough to give us a pledge, and I can't tell you how much we appreciate that, because it would be great.
Six pledges.
So, it really is.
Four more.
And this station is terrific all week long. I listen to a lot of jazz. I like jazz. I like fusion. I like straight ahead jazz.
Well, yesterday I had the privilege of meeting Rick Holland, which, if folks don't know, he's a local artist here in Rochester right now, trumpet player. And it was just, I was in awe. Because folks know, I tell you on Thursday nights when I'm doing the show, I'm new to jazz. And, Rob's turned me loose into the library, and we're playing all kinds of jazz. And here, this other great, trumpet player is sitting there, and he's telling us stories about, all the artists in that he's played with. Yep. He's over at the Loving Cup playing. And it's here local, folks.
Yep.
I mean, we got the Jazz Fest. So much going on. And it's one of a very few jazz channels left. And they do live concerts in here.
Yeah, there's only a handful.
Yeah, if you folks look, and for you folks that are on the camera, viewing us on the web, I'm pointing right over to over the board here where I work is a studio. And they have live performances. In other words, they pull in jazz artists and they do live performances, which you hear on this station. Nowhere else will you get that. They'll pull in different groups and everything else, and literally in that room is quite a bit of equipment, and they do one heck of a concert.
Yeah, when I was here Thursday afternoon, the musical guest was Chet Catallo. Those of you who are jazz fans know that he was for many years the lead guitarist for Spyro Gyra, a local band, and now he has his own group, Chet Catallo and the Cats. He gave away a bunch of CDs that aren't even released yet. They're not even out in the general public yet. I got one. I'm very excited. It's delicious music. It really is excellent.
It's not the typical jazz that you think, folks. You really got to give it a listen. I know you're loyal listeners here to Sound Bites and that, but take the time to once in a while just throw it up and listen to it. It is a good variety of jazz. And, it's here. And again, we only come to you two times a year asking for your help. You're getting all great jazz, live concerts. You're getting us, the polka shows. I mean, there's such a diverse group of folks that come here and do shows. Gary O and, Doc and all of them. It just goes on and on that, Joel and the whole group, the German Hour that follows us right after. I mean,
And those dang polka guys who are whipping our butts.
We are going to be the laugh.
I'm just embarrassed. I really thought that. See, now I'm going to get depressed again.
We come in and they go, got us beat.
They got us beat.
The polka folks are stronger.
I really thought our listeners would step up, and yet they have not so far. But you can. All you have to do is call 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll-free 1-800-790-0415 or pledge securely online at jazz901-901. Make sure that's a zero.org. And step up and prove to the polka guys that computer people have pride in their radio show.
Well,
I'm even sure the
polka folks have computers. There's not too many households nowadays that don't have computers.
But they're pledging around polka. You need to pledge around the computers. So give us
show
a call. You know the number. Show your support. We appreciate it, and we want to be able to hold our heads up in front of Alan Ray. And right now we can't do that. They are. I've seen a lot of their shoes lately, and not much of their faces. And so I'd love to be able to stand up and look them in the eye. So like Maria did from Rochester. Thank you so much, Maria. Maria has pledged online. I am grateful. That's seven. Seven pledges. Thank you. We're always delighted and grateful when people pledge around the show just to prove that the polka guys don't own this station. So we need you to make that call and join us online. It's a friendly rivalry, but it's a rivalry.
Yes, yes. And what, they've been doing it for, what, over, I think, 25 years?
25 years.
So they got a few years on us, and they got quite, you know, a following here at Jazz 90.1.
Yep.
But you know what? Here, we've not been here a year. They're a little worried, but let's make them even more worried.
Well, right now, we're not really even breathing down their necks. We need to be doing that.
We're not even in their rearview mirror.
It's up to you, folks. We've made our pledges. We're here every week. We give you the advice you need. All you need to do is make that call. 3D Warehouse over on the Twitter thingy sent in a note that said the hack that pwned own contest for the iPhone would affect only iPhones, not iPod Touches or the iPad. Well, we don't know what would affect the iPad, but probably not this one, and certainly it's not going to affect the iPod Touches because it was a phone-specific hack.
And the iPod Touch doesn't have SMS
built in. Yeah. Right. So, we don't know if that's what... That's how he got in. We only know that's what he took after he got it. Right.
The other thing that was interesting about some of those is, the guys who found these hacks haven't told anybody yet. They're going to let the publishers fix them first. How long have these exploits been available in the wild? And these guys that know about them haven't said, but other people may have already been exploiting
them. Well, and that's the thing. Security through obscurity simply doesn't work. If there's no such thing as a secret anymore. And anybody can put the pieces together. So you need to be very careful out there. Make sure you use good, strong passwords.
And what actually gets interesting is that the bad guys will look at security patches when they come out. Microsoft famously has their Patch Tuesday. They'll look at those security patches, figure out what holes were patched, and then write exploits for them for people that haven't updated yet.
Right.
So Patch Tuesday is usually quickly followed by Exploit Thursday to actually exploit those holes that have been patched, and just not everyone has the patch loaded yet. Thoreau! Thoreau!
All right, are you saying that we're the bull that has to be fought? Okay, we're going to take a quick break. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, me, Nick Francesco, and you. It is 39 minutes after the hour. You're listening to Soundbites on member-supported Jazz 90.1, where you could be a member and you could support this great station and Soundbites. We only need three more for Uncle Dave's Story Hour. Give us a call. Lori's sitting around relaxing. We don't need that. Back in just a couple of minutes.
Got a computer question? Call the boys now at 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Or toll free 800-790-0415. Online at soundbites.org. Soundbites continues next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Everyone loves to listen to music, but have you ever stopped to think about why it's great for kids to learn to play music? Hi, I'm Ann Drummond. These days, it seems people focus way too much on the economics of school music instead of on the amazing positive effects it has on kids. It's such a thrill for a child when he or she gets that first instrument, or masters a simple part on the flute, or performs a showstopper with the school chorus. And there's so much music out there to play and listen to. When kids learn to appreciate a show tune, a Beethoven symphony, or an opera, in addition to what they hear on the radio, it opens their young minds to the diversity of the world around them. Make sure your kids learn to love music. Support your school music program.
A PSA brought to you by MENC, the National Association for Music Education. March is Music in Our Schools Month.
Helping you with your computer questions for over 20 years. Soundbites on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
This is station manager Rob Linton. The Jazz 90.1 spring membership campaign has begun with more great thank you gifts than ever before, including great jazz CDs by Jimmy Smith, Jeff Beck, Houston Person, the Ray Brown Trio, great jazz DVDs, and much more. Be listening for special guest announcers, interviews, challenges, and a few surprises, too. Jazz 90.1 depends on listeners who become members. All levels of support are welcome and appreciated. Remember, every time you tune in to Jazz 90.1, you are choosing to listen to great jazz music. By becoming a member, you are making sure you continue to have that choice. Choose to become a member or choose to renew your membership now. Call 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free to 1-800-790-0415 or pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Thank you for supporting Jazz 90.1.
If you own or run a business, consider promoting your business on Jazz 90.1 through underwriting. When you underwrite the programming on Jazz 90.1, you join with our members in supporting great jazz radio. With a few tasteful statements about your business, thousands of Jazz 90.1 listeners will know who you are, how to reach you, and that you care about great jazz programming. Underwriting is easy and very reasonable. It's good business to do business with Jazz 90.1. For more information on our great underwriting packages, please contact Station Manager Rob Linton at 585-966-2660. That's 966-2660 or email sales@jazz901.org. Grease Community Broadcasting Incorporated is proud to present Art Loves Jazz 2010, a gala fundraising event to benefit Jazz 90.1. This fifth annual fundraising event will be held Thursday evening, May 20th from 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. with great live jazz from Uptown Groove and the Bob Snyder Trio. There will be a silent auction, a live art auction, and great gourmet food. Art Loves Jazz 2010 will be held at Artisan Works, located at 565 Blossom Road in Rochester. Artisan Works is a not-for-profit community event space filled with art and other treasures from Rochester and around the world in its 60,000-square-foot gallery. Proceeds from Art Loves Jazz 2010 benefit Jazz 90.1. Tickets are only $30 per person and can be purchased beginning April 1st by calling 585-966-2660. That's 966-2660 or online at jazz901.org. Only a limited number will be sold.
Hi, this is Sid O'Connor. Join me Sunday mornings from 7 until noon right here on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And at, I can't tell, 1:44, 44 minutes after the hour, we're Sound Bites. Want to thank John, who pledged $50, and Keith from Joplin, Missouri. Sorry,
whoa.
Joplin, Missouri.
Missouri?
Missouri. Keith from Joplin, who pledged $52, all the way from Joplin, Missouri. Joplin, which may have been named after Scott Joplin, who was actually born in Sedalia. You want to talk about your ragtime guys. Those are, he's something else.
You know what that means.
We're at?
9.
Yes. One more to go, and you've only got a couple of minutes to do it. We need another pledge.
One more call.
We're at $787. Look at that, folks. We're less than $220 away from, we're $213 away from reaching $1,000 this week. $213.
One more call.
If each of you calls and makes a pledge, and you know, there's hundreds and hundreds of you listening out there. Why are you not making the pledge? It's not. We're not asking for a lot of money. We're asking for whatever you can afford. If you want to pledge at the $35 level or the $50 level, the $100 level, the $200 level, or $52 as Keith did down in Joplin, that's great. That's terrific, whatever amount you want to give. But if what you can afford is $10, $5, $15, I don't care. Make it $7.
But if they want to hear that music.
If they want to hear that music and they want to hear that Dave thing, we only have a couple of minutes to do that in because if he's not, you know, it's going to take a certain amount of time, and it doesn't look like we're going to have time now. So, but we
get
need
that call.
One
I
more pledge.
I still got some time.
We got some time, but it's got to be quick because we're not, you know, if it happens at 5 of, we just don't have time for Uncle Dave's story.
No, by 5 of, I've got a boogie on out.
That's right. By 10 of, you've got a boogie on out. So you only got another minute or two. Before we're out of that for the week, and I apologize to those of you who called in hoping to hear it, but that's the way it is. People didn't call. There was no support. Nobody showed the, actually a lot of you showed the love, and I want to thank each and every one of you who called in. That's great. For those of you who are fascinated by the iPad, the Wall Street Journal plans to charge $17.99 a month to subscribe to the iPad version of its paper, according to a report by, wait for it, The Wall Street Journal. At the end of an article looking for news, looking at newspapers and advertisers who are ready for the iPad on launch day, the journal cited sources, and I quote, familiar with the matter, close quote, to reveal their own pricing plan for the device. The newspaper charges $29 a month for a paper subscription, but only $1.99 a week to access the site on the iPhone. The Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, and other major newspapers have been given early production models of the iPad so they could test versions of their publications on the device, clearly versions that do not use Flash. But this is the first time we've heard exactly how much Wall Street Journal intends to charge. In the meantime, the other publications are prepping for their iPad launches, and this apparently includes a variety of advertisers who have paid hundreds of thousands of dollars to be in the first few issues that will be available once the iPad ships on April 3rd. This despite the fact that no one yet knows how many devices will sell, let alone how many iPad users will rush to get subscriptions to their favorite newspapers on the device, let alone how many will still be using it 6 months from now rather than letting it sit on the couch waiting for them to come home. Six advertisers, including Coke and FedEx, have agreed to advertise with the Wall Street Journal in a four-month ad package priced at $400,000 apiece. Desperate to get the Wall Street Journal on your iPad? Give us a call, 585-966-JAZZ, 966-5299, or toll-free 1-800-790-0415. And I don't know, is 9 close enough to 10 for you?
No,
I don't think it is. I do not think it is. If we do not get another call, there will not be an Uncle Dave story hour. That's the way it's going to work. I was weakening, but I'm not gonna go.
Okay. I say we have to say, at least in Wall Street Journal's favor, the online version does cost
we
less
got it, guys.
Than the print version.
Yes, it does. Very much.
There was a big mess on...
All right, kiddies. It's that time once again. Grab your footy jammies. Grab a mug of hot cocoa, sit Indian style in a semicircle around the rocking chair, and give thanks to those 10 people. Because if we can slap them awake, it's time for Story Hour with Uncle Dave. Uncle Dave? Uncle Dave!
Oh, yeah. And I can't thank you folks enough because you know what? It's been building up. You know, I didn't get to do this last week. And I got to thank Mr. Wizard because you know what? We give out advice. But, you know, when you go to your local kid in the neighborhood to fix your computer, you deserve what you get. I'm sorry. I do not have any sympathy for you. And don't come crying to me. Because all of a sudden, you destroyed your machine. And you were trying to save a few bucks. Because, oh, Johnny down the street. Oh, yeah, he works on all of our computers. Johnny doesn't know squat. But here's the story. Client called me up and, you know, I told him, oh, yeah, well, tell you what, bring it on in. Well, let me think about it. And he went to little Johnny.
Oh, little Johnny.
And Johnny gave him this little program to test his memory.
Uh-huh.
Now, this is true, folks. He was having the test run, and it's going along and going along, and all of a sudden noticed that the memory stick for number one was bad.
No.
Yep. He pulled it out. Well, it was still running.
Sizzle, 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 fry. The magic smoke.
And then he's wondering, well, can it be fixed? Yeah.
Technically, yes.
Motherboard?
Technically,
new processor?
Can, yes.
And, oh, maybe that other stick of memory is still good.
But probably not. Maybe everything is gone.
And you didn't want to spend the money. You know, I could have diagnosed it for you, told you, and safely take it out. We have told you countless times, folks, you do not do anything in your computer and quick pull anything out. Not what's plugged in and turned on.
Listen, I don't care what kind of superhero you think you are. You're not faster than electricity. That's a simple one, isn't it?
That's why I say I've been dying to tell this one because it happened. It really happened. And he thought, well, you know, I'm going to save some money. And again, if he was, a listener here of Jazz 90.1, you know, he would have heard us preach time after time and again. You don't take stuff out of a computer and want to still live. As it was, I almost got zapped on my butt this week.
I did too. Wow.
I'm going to plug in a laptop, you know, and how the cords are all, and I go to plug it in, and all of a sudden I get a quick tingle. And I look back, and the way the cord was all wrapped up, it was shredded, and it was sparking.
Nice.
I quick unpull it because if I had grabbed it, you know, because I was going to.
Right.
Got the little tingle. I quick dropped it. I was ready to just grab a hold of it. I would have been thrown back on my butt so bad.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, it was all shark. Okay. Oh, yeah, one of the dogs or cat got at it, and, or a rabbit or whatever. Yeah, yeah,
that could be why the computer's not working.
Yeah.
How's the dog?
But meanwhile, though, I mean, you know, folks, you know, we keep pledging that, you know, pick up the phones and give us a call. We still got some time left. But, you know, it's stories like this that we share. As you noticed, I didn't pick out any names. Of course, I get a lot of folks coming in the show, into the shop. Is this going to be a rant?
Yeah.
You never know. We do have fun with it, and, you know, that's the thing of it. And now, you know, through, I think from now on, he will not trust the local, you know, neighborhood kids.
Yeah.
And put it out. But, you know, it's life experiences like that, and I hope you folks enjoyed it.
All right, kiddies, that's it. Rinse out your hot cocoa mugs. Get out of your jammies because it's time to put Uncle Dave back on the shelf for another week.
Thank
and thanks to the 10 of you who pledged to get Uncle Dave's Story Hour on.
That means a lot to us.
Yes, it does.
It shows how strong our listeners are, and they care and they enjoy the stories in that we tell, because where else can you learn, you know, the stuff that we see on a day-to-day basis?
I'm kind of fascinated by the people who don't seem to be concerned that they're shredded, that their power cords have bare spots and their Ethernet cables have bare spots.
Oh, yeah, it always does that.
Yeah,
right.
Oh, the other one that we've gotten in having a lot of fun with is, you know, I was about to tell you before, destroying hard drives.
Yeah.
Oh, we are having, I've had a couple other folks stop by and say, I heard you talk about, you know, how you destroy them. Can I see it? And they brought a hard drive. All right, yeah. I got this 10-pound sludge. We take it out, put it on the mat, and I sit there and whack it a few times with the sledgehammer, turn it into a maraca.
There you go.
There you go. So nobody can get this?
Nope. No, pretty much not, no. I'm telling you, we need to set up a shooting range.
Ray was talking about that. Ray and Al, the poker guys.
Yeah.
We're talking about how this one guy got upset with HP because he was over in Afghanistan and was trying to get some support.
Yeah.
He told the guy, he said, what do you mean? I'm over here defending your country, and you want me to do this and this? He goes, you know what? I'll show you what I think of your support. And evidently turned the camera around, and he had the printer sitting on this post and blew it up.
Nice. But really, we need to find somebody with a shooting range where we can all bring hardware, you know, and pay for it. Why not? You know, you're paying the shooting range fee anyway. And down at the end of the range, bang, 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 and then we sweep it all up into a bag somewhere and send it to be recycled. I love this idea. I think it's a great idea. So far on Pwn to Own, though, we were talking about that earlier. Apple got hacked. Vista got hacked. Linux, unhackable so far at least, so we'll see what happens for the rest of the week. Well, that's it. We are, in fact, done for another week. I want to thank, seriously, I want to thank each and every one of you who called in. We cannot begin to tell you how much we appreciate the support you show this station, the support you show this show, by pledging your hard-earned dollars and taking the time to do that to keep this station and us on the air. And I really, truly want to thank each and every one of you for that. In the meantime, we will be back next week. Even for those of you who didn't pledge, we'll be back next week at the same time, of course, on this same channel. You still got time to give a call, 966-JAZZ, 966-5299, 1-800-790-0415, online, jazz901.org. We'll be back next week with the longest-running computer show in the known universe, Soundbites, right here on member-supported Jazz 90.1. Thanks for listening.
America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites, the answer to your computer questions on member-supported Jazz 90.1.